The time at 9:04.
Good morning, everyone. Time for the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, the Country Butcher in Dawson, and Madison Bottling Company. Now the Coaches Show with Dick Newman and Paul Ramo.
Good morning and welcome to the Lacaparo Valley Coaches Show. Dick Newman bringing you the first show of the season here. Paul Ramo at the control panel, and then, gosh, it's been 33 years of Coaches Show here on Q92. So yeah, of Lacaparo. Yeah, so yeah, we're pretty busy with this. So we're gonna start things off and basically just talk to one coach today and catch up with the rest of them. But Dr. Brant Thacker is at work, but he doesn't have a patient, so he's got some time to talk. So welcome back there, Doctor.
Hey, Dick. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. And before we went on, we had talked to you, gave you a couple questions there, but you got a big, a lot of girls.
Yeah, we've got about 29, 30 kids out this year.
Wow.
It's great to see the numbers like that. We've got, you know, some new seventh graders coming in. We've got some transfers over from other sports, which we love, you know, we love to see them. That's great. Unfortunately, we've had a couple injuries already, or even before season. So, you know, Brooklyn Olson is a 12th grader who came out and was looking really great and unfortunately rolled an ankle and probably out for the season at this point. But she's done a great job stepping in as our manager. I've never had a manager, so this is pretty sweet. I'm probably going to be spoiled after this year.
Okay.
Otherwise, we have, you know, I'm back coaching, and Austin Ireland, who runs the boys program, actually comes over and helps out. And he's been doing this for a lot of years. He's great, tons of energy, good enthusiasm. So he runs kind of the JV end of things. But between the two of us, we were just kind of talking back. It's probably been almost 10 years we've been doing this together.
Right.
He's great to have back. And then we're hopefully Shelby Moen. Shelby used to coach over in Monty. Now she's over in the Dawson area, works in the Dawson schools. And we're hoping we can get her out helping. She's got great experience and knowledge, and she'd be a really good asset to add if we could. So,
yeah. And with beautiful setup. You're spoiled with these new courts now.
I know the courts are gorgeous. They work really well. It's really nice. So still really enjoying that. No issues at all there. And, you know, it's just nice not to have to travel for every match. I still feel a little spoiled that way. And we're actually getting to host, we have a couple home triangulars this coming week, which we haven't had in over 3 years. So pretty excited about that.
Yeah. Well, let's continue introducing your squad.
Yeah, for sure. So I'll just run through everybody. I'll give you the names, and hopefully I'm not leaving anybody out here. I'll just start with our seniors. Brianna Borstad and Kenna McTighe are longtime players who are seniors this year. They're back. And we have Carson Whitnable, Casey Tweet, and Brooklyn Olson, all also seniors and coming over to play some tennis. So we're really excited to have them. Just all of them are athletic kids, great examples for the younger players as far as sportsmanship and attitude. So good to have those three coming over and helping us out. 11th graders, we have Cameron Olson and Reese Kuzman, Vanessa Piotr, Marin Lund, Aiden Bond, Riley Clark, McKenna Hansen, and Lily Flores. So we have a pretty good handful of juniors right now, and that's great. And most of those players, I think actually all those players are returning players. So it's always good to have them coming back. We really, really like that. 10th grade, we have Greta Hacker, Micaiah Kobo, and a new gal coming out, America Avila. America's playing really well. New to tennis, but picking it up quickly, and really excited to have her out too. So that's our 10th graders. And Hannah Chancine is actually a junior as well from Dawson. So want to throw her in there. And then our 9th graders, Mari Fulness, Esther Peterson, Nora Prestholt, Addison Moan, Emma Gwege, and all of those players are also returning players. So great to have them back. Eighth graders, we have Harlan Borstad, Lexi Moen, and Brooklyn Daly. Unfortunately, Lexi is one of the gals who has an injury, ended up breaking a toe or breaking a bone in one of her at her foot. So she's out for at least a week or two, possibly longer. And then we have some seventh graders out, which is great. Emily Niflot, Paisley Canstrup, Harper Tilbury, Madeline Anderson, and Jenna Crowett. And those are all new seventh graders for us. So always great to get some people coming into the program and excited about tennis.
For sure. That's right.
Yeah. And then I mentioned Brooklyn Olson already. She's unfortunately rolled that ankle, so she's our manager this year and helping us out quite a bit. So that's great to have. So it's a good crew and keeps us, I tell you what, we got 29, 30 kids out on the courts. It keeps Austin and I pretty busy.
Yeah.
So,
well, every year, you know, tennis outdoor activity, you have your state tournament really early. So before the school starts, you almost have half your season. And you started yesterday with a quadrangular over in Quarter City, I believe.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Dick. Yeah, we practiced Monday. We're playing on Friday. So we headed over to Clara City yesterday. We lined up against Worthington, Redwood Falls, and then McRae over there. And we ended up pulling out four to three wins in all of those. So
good.
we kind of snuck under the wire just there. But and some of them were close. They could have gone either way. But the gals did a nice job. You know, we lost our 1 and 2 singles from last year, so we're slotting new players up into that position. We also lost one of our 1 doubles players, so moving people up into that position as well. And trying to figure out exactly, you know, where the strengths are, who plays best with who. You know, some of the gals prefer one playing doubles versus singles, so I'm trying to work with them as much as I can in that regard to get them where they feel like they're maybe a little more comfortable. But we did play 3 different lineups yesterday, but we're able to kind of have success, like I mentioned, with all of them. Probably the big changes will be trying to figure out between Cameron Olson, Reese Kuzman, and Greta Hacker, you know, who's going to be kind of playing maybe 1 and 2 singles and 1 doubles. Aiden Bond did a really nice job going ahead and over to 3 singles and playing there. She was a doubles player last year. We also have Mari Fulness came up and is helping us out kind of at 4 singles or 2 doubles and did a nice job. So I'll just kind of run through the matches quick if that's
sure.
Okay with you.
Yeah, that's great. You've got all kinds of time today to do that.
Well, I won't try to take up too much, but first team we played was Worthington and we picked up a 4-3 win there. We picked up our wins with Reese Kuzman at 2 singles, and then all 3 of our doubles teams pulled out wins. Cameron Olson played 1 singles, lost a close one, 7-5, 6-3. And then Aiden Bond played 3 singles and lost a 3-setter, 7-5, 2-6, and then 10-3. So both of those felt like, you know, tough matches, could have maybe gone either way with a little bit of change in strategy. But Mari Fulness played 4 singles for us, picked up a loss, 6-1, 6-1. And then Carson Whitnable and Greta Hacker played 1 doubles, pulling out a win, 6-4, 6-2. Bree Borstad and Riley Clark picked up a win at 2 doubles, 6-2, 6-3. And then Kenna McTai and Micaiah Coble picked up a win at 3 doubles, 6-2, 7-5. Unfortunately, Kenna hurt her wrist. So her left wrist has given her some trouble, so we only had her playing 1 match. And Vanessa Piotr ended up slotting in and helping out 3 doubles for the other 2 matches. So that was our match versus Worthington. Worthington's got good numbers out. They've probably got about 30 kids out, close to what we have.
Okay.
So then I brought up Redwood. We again pulled out a 4-3 win, but we picked up our win in singles with Mari Fulness at 4 singles. She did a nice job there. And then we picked up wins across our doubles positions again. Cameron Olson was 1 singles, Reese Kuzman 2 singles, and Riley Clark 3 singles. We lost at all of those positions. our doubles, Carson Whitmable, Greta Hacker in one doubles, Bree Borstad, Aiden Bond, two doubles, and then Makaya Coble, Vanessa Piatta, three doubles, all picked up wins for us across the doubles position. So that gave us another 4-3 win. So we were just, like I said, we're kind of squeaking by on these. And that set us up for the last match of the day, McCray, which we got started at about probably 5:30, 6 p.m. last night. But we ended up picking up a win at three singles this time. Aiden Bond picked up our win, and then we ended up picking up all the doubles positions again as wins. And again, moving people around, Reese Kuzman, Greta Hacker, one and two singles. Riley Clark playing three singles, but all picked up losses in those positions. Carson Whitmable and Cameron Olsen over and playing doubles after a couple singles matches and picked up a win there. And then Makaya Coble and Vanessa Piatter picked up a three-set win at three doubles to help us get the win. That gave us the 4-3, and that ended yesterday. So, the gals played really well. And, you know, first matches like this, hopefully they're just getting out and doing a lot of learning as far as what's working for them and what isn't, trying to problem solve the match, taking a look at their opponent and figuring out your opponent's weaknesses and strengths. It's kind of a chess match the whole time you're on the court, trying to figure out, you know, what works for you, what doesn't, and how to pick up some points. And overall, I think tennis is just a tough sport because it's really easy to beat yourself up and get down on yourself. And overall, the first matches of the season can kind of be tailspins where things aren't going your way. You start beating yourself up, and then it's just a spiral going the wrong direction. But, you know, for the most part, most of the gals, even if they had a little bit of a letdown, were able to kind of right the ship, turn things around, and get their headspace where it needed to be. And they played really well. So, you know, I think it's maturity. We've got a lot of seniors, juniors playing right now. And that's a big plus. So sure, if you can get your head in the right place, then it's almost easier to work on some of the other things.
Yeah.
But they did a nice job there yesterday.
Did you have time for exhibition matches too or not?
Yeah, we did have some exhibition matches. And Casey Tweet and Vanessa Piatta played our first one. And then God bless Casey, she ended up playing a couple. She played against Redwood as a singles, and then she played a couple more sets against McCray, both as the singles and the doubles player. So Casey Tweet was our player for kind of our exhibition player yesterday. She did a really nice job. She's athletic. She's got a great attitude, you know, always giving 100%. She's new to tennis, so she's learning quickly, but really, really giving it a great effort out there. So excited to see kind of where things end up for her, you know, as we get a couple more weeks under her belt and see where the season brings us there. So, yeah, so she did a nice job, and that was our exhibition player yesterday.
Okay. And as you mentioned, next week, I think you have three triangulars, and at least one, maybe two, are at home.
Yeah, exactly. We stay busy next week. Like you mentioned, we have a home triangular starting at 9 a.m. on Tuesday morning. We play Montevideo, and then we'll see Redwood again, probably with a different lineup for them from our last one.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll play Monty at 9, and then Redwood and Montevideo will face off at 10:30, and we play Redwood at noon on Tuesday. And that's home. So come out and watch some tennis if you want. We've got some great viewing areas there. It's pretty exciting. This is the first home triangular we've had in over 3 years. So excited to start hosting some matches again. So
right,
that'll be great. And then on Thursday, we head down and we play Laverne at 1 p.m. And on the way back, we stop in Pipestone and play them at 4 p.m. So that'll be busy for us. And JV has their first match, scheduled match as well, on that Thursday. They're going to play Pipestone after we finish with them. So we'll probably get on the courts between, you know, 5:30. Just depends on how we're doing on the varsity schedule. But that'll be exciting. That's their first match, and they're on the road. And that gets us to Friday morning, and we're going to be hosting Marshall and Morris on Friday morning. So we'll be starting on, I think it's 9 a.m. on Friday again, trying to get the matches in. So we'll play Marshall to start, and then Marshall and Morris will play, and then we'll finish up playing Morris when they're done.
Okay.
But again, a home triangular, which we haven't had in a long time. So two home tries. So I don't hopefully we're not putting a couple thousand miles on the minibus this season.
There you go, yeah. And yeah. Tennis is a little different schedule because both boys and girls tennis is in the West Central, not the Camden Conference, although they play some teams that do have tennis in the Camden Conference. But basically, when it comes to tournament time, they go with the West Central.
Yeah, correct, yeah. So, right, there's not really enough teams in the Camden to put together a tournament or a conference that way. So we jump over to the West Central Conference. We've been part of West Central since I've been coach. It's been 25, 30 years or more. So those are like McRae, Montevideo, Melrose, and Morris, Sauk Center, YME, Minnewaska, and us. That's the West Central Conference teams. And we get rolling right away. Like you said, we have, we have 9 matches before school even starts. So, and some of those, we play a few different section teams. We're in Section 3A. And McRae, Montevideo, YME, and Morris come over for that. And we add Pipestone and Laverne. And then we drop Sauk Center and Waska and Melrose. So a few different teams for Section 3A. But come next Thursday, not even a week from today, 5 days from today, we're playing Laverne and Pipestone for our section matches,
sure,
which determine ranking and whether you're state bound kind of at the end of the year and how you end up playing in that tournament. So they're matches that matter quite a bit already.
Yeah. So teams do you think will be the powerhouse both in the West Central and come section time?
Yeah, good question. Minnewaska in our conference they're a perennial powerhouse. They always field a great team. They never seem to run out of players. They have kids that, are picking up the racket all summer. Plus, a lot of them I know are traveling up to Alexandria doing some indoor private lessons over there. They're a good team. And Tara Reichman is the coach up there. She's been there a long time. She coaches the boys as well, does a great job. So I know in the West Central Conference, they're going to be strong. When you look at 3A, things change a little bit. But, Morris has had good numbers over the last few years. I think they'll be doing pretty well. Laverne graduated quite a few seniors last year, so maybe not expecting as much from them, but they tend to be a fairly strong team. And then Pipestone always puts a good team together. James is the coach down there, does a nice job. But overall, we're both in a conference and a section where a lot of the teams are continuing to build. A couple are having trouble with numbers, but Monty's had good numbers. YME has been doing a great job with the recruiting and building their numbers. Pipestone, Laverne, the same. Morris, Brittany House is the Morris coach. Man, she had almost 50 kids out last year.
Oh, wow.
So doing really well. Morris, too, I just expect them to be pretty strong. So, we'll see. The section is going to be a little bit more of a kind of a coin flip this year because nobody's returning, that really strong one singles player and having the depth in the team where I expect them to make a really strong run. But we'll see as the season plays out, I guess.
Right. Okay. Well, anything else there, Doctor?
No, I'm just, it's fun to get going. It's busy, but it's always great, sure, to get those first matches under your belt, get the butterflies out of the system, and let everybody kind of see where they line up when there's something on the line.
Yeah.
So I think everybody hopefully had a good time yesterday. It was a long day, but they got the weekend to recover, and then we'll hit it again next week here.
Yeah, that's right. And we hope the weather stays good. I mean, you get into the season and, like next week you've got 9 or 7 matches and you're outside. So I know,
right,
we need the rain, but
exactly.
You don't want to have to postpone something and then have to play it the next week or whenever both schools can fit it in their schedule and maybe,
right,
not even play it at all. So, but
right, and that's the thing with some of these that aren't conference or section matches. A lot of times those just get canceled, and
right,
you don't get to see those teams. It's just less matches for you overall, and that's always, yeah, that's never good, actually, right? So,
Okay. Well, thank you for introducing your team, and congratulations on the start, the 3-0 in the start, and we'll hear all about next week's schedule, but we won't have as much time to fit it in because we have to introduce all the other fall sports coaches.
Right.
So, but somehow, some way, we get it done. So thanks, and best of luck, and we'll talk to you again next Saturday morning.
All right. Thanks very much, Dick. Appreciate the time.
Yep. That's Dr. Hacker on girls tennis. We're going to take a little break here. Paul Ramo's going to be on there finishing out the summer baseball, amateur part of summer baseball, and then we'll finish out the show after that. So we'll see.
Sparkling ice water. Goodbye, plain. Hello, plain awesome. Sparkling ice is a fizzy, flavorful, and not bland beverage without all the calories. They're one of the biggest brands in the sparkling water category. If you're looking to put a little sparkle in your step, look no further than the delicious lineup of waters. Sparkling Ice, distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
Looking for quality meats and hometown service? Stop by Avila's Country Butcher on Main Street in Dawson. Whether you're planning family dinners or stocking the freezer, you'll find farm-fresh eggs, flavorful pork sausage links, and beef and pork bundles to fit your needs. Don't forget to check out the weekly specials and save on great-tasting favorites. Open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 5:30 and Saturdays 9 to 1. For quality you can taste and service you can count on, make Avila's Country Butcher your neighborhood butcher shop in Dawson. You know Jim's Clothing in Dawson? You know Fast Threads in Montevideo? Here's what you might not know. We're the same team. Same people, same service, now with more custom apparel power than anyone in the region. Screen printing, embroidery, signs, and more. All produced right here in western Minnesota. Fast Threads and Jim's Clothing. Proud to support county fairs in our area and proud to serve you.
Due to vocal issues and doctor's orders, Sammy Kershaw is unable to perform at the Swift County Fair this weekend. He regrets missing the show, and said he appreciates everyone's understanding, well wishes, and continued support. But Sammy Kershaw will not be performing at the Swift County Fair this weekend. However, on Saturday night at 9 o'clock, the group Exile will be performing. They had a lot of great hits back there in the 70s, 80s, and 90s in country music. Exile on stage at the Swift County Fair, the Chuck Brown Building, 9 o'clock on Saturday night. So come on out.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show. Well, we're going to wrap up the amateur baseball season. Didn't get a chance last Saturday to visit with Ryder Drugsma of the Appleton A's. And Ryder's on the phone right now to wrap up the A's season. Good morning, Ryder.
Morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing great. Have you taken in the Swift County Fair yet?
Yes, I was there on Thursday, and last night I was there as well.
Yeah, it's a great fair, isn't it?
It is awesome.
I had a corn dog yesterday. I'm looking for the rib fest today. That's what I'm looking forward to.
That should be very fun today.
Yep, always is. So, all right, let's talk about the Appleton A's. Man, you've guys done a great job over there improving your field in the last few years. Talk about that, Ryder.
It's been absolutely ridiculous. I would just like to tell these a couple guys that I would like to say thanks for everything. My dad, John Drugsma, John Heineke, Mike Borsted, and Andrew Schmidt, they have put in so much work down there. It's, people don't know what it is like behind the scenes, but they are down there every single day of the week when we were playing games there. And then when we were hosting for the Region C tournament, I mean, they were down there every day. We mowed three times during the week before the games even started. So, I mean, that list could go on and on, but they were the guys that really put it all together for us.
Yeah. What kind of improvements have you made, Ryder?
So we got new grandstands. If anybody has seen on our Facebook, that's the big thing. And then new press box.
All right. I like to hear that.
Yeah. And then hopefully, and then we'll have air conditioning for you.
All right. I'll definitely be over there next year. That's for sure. So.
Perfect.
All right. Yeah, what else on the field? You got a new scoreboard?
New scoreboard happened right away. And then we got some irrigation finally after having some struggles with the grass.
Okay.
And then they shortened our fence by the grandstand, so the fence isn't up way by your head. It's eye level with you if you're sitting, so I kind of like that better.
Okay. Oh, I see what you mean. Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we moved the concessions where the new grandstands is over to the first base side on the other side of the home dugout.
Okay. Did the A's get a chance to play on the field, with the grandstand and everything completed?
No, we did not, sadly. Okay. We got to play the A's versus the Heroes thing for National Night Out. So, that was a big thing for us to showcase what we had going on down there before the tournament.
Oh, yeah. I heard that was a big night, a National Night Out there. That was awesome.
Yes.
You had a helicopter fly in, and a lot of people showed up, I heard.
Yeah, the helicopter actually landed on the field, so that was very cool.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, like you said, it takes a lot of manpower to keep a field up like that and make improvements. It also takes money, and I know you've had some generous donors.
Yeah.
People contribute, right?
Yes, we've had a lot of people donate. Andrew's been kind of the head honcho for fundraising, and then we just got done with a raffle that we sold. I'm not sure how many tickets we sold, but that was something that we're definitely going to keep continuing to do.
Yeah, if somebody wants to donate, can you still donate to the field?
Yep, you can donate whenever you want. I think you'd have to get in contact with Andrew.
Over at the bank there, yep.
Yep, over at the bank in Appleton, correct.
Andrew Schmidt, yep, okay.
Yep.
All right, well, that's exciting. Exciting for the community and for your baseball field. And not only the A's use it, they use it for other things too, right?
Yep, so the 7th and 8th grade are there full-time when they're first starting outside, and then all their home games are played there as well.
Okay, good. All right, let's talk about the Appleton A's season. How long have you been an A's writer?
Next year will be 10 years I will be on the A's.
No way.
Yeah.
Seems like you just graduated from high school.
I know, and now I feel like I'm getting too old.
All right. Tell us how your season went and maybe talk about some of the guys.
Well, we ended up 2-11. Winning games for us or just being close games is a big thing for us. This year was probably the funnest year I have had and the closest games that we've had since I started playing for Appleton. To highlight some games, I would say, our two wins were huge. Versus Ortonville, we won 9-5. Braden Kittleson threw all nine innings, and that was a spark to what we needed to actually stay in some games, which was what we needed all year long.
Okay.
I will pull up a couple of stats for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's been a rival of Ortonville and Appleton over the years, too, hasn't it? A fun rival.
It has.
Yeah, yeah. And I know, on the Appleton team, a lot of Loch Borough players, Valley players like yourself, Rosen, Madison, Dawson might have a few, but...
Yeah, we have a lot in A. But I would say 14 because Dawson sometimes does pull Loch Borough kids.
Yeah. Yeah, Coach Bart Hill has to be proud of that, the program.
Absolutely.
At Loch Borough Valley, that's for sure. So,
yes, yeah.
All right,
should
did
be
you
very
get the
proud.
Stats up there?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, let's see. Grant Bierke, he was one of our newer adds this year. In that game, he was 1-for-4 with a double and an RBI. Braden Kittleson was 2-for-5 with an RBI.
Okay. All right. And you still there?
Yep.
Okay.
And then, yeah, Braden threw all nine that game, and that was probably the best pitching performance we needed. That was what was needed. We really struggle with pitching.
Mm-hmm. All right. Don't you just, yeah, the roster there in front of you,
yeah.
Ryder, and maybe just go through each player and the position they played and maybe just
Absolutely.
Comment on? Okay.
So we got Caden Allpress. He plays shortstop, and then he's all around the outfield, and he does pitch as well. Ian Allpress mostly plays center field. My brother, Tucker Drugsma, he plays third majority of the time or first. Cale Benson, he plays right field and anywhere we need him to be, mostly a base runner for us, which is always a good thing for us old guys. we got Evan Benson. He didn't make any games this year, unfortunately, but he was catching last year for us, and then he's playing outfield as well. Gavin Meyer, high school guy, majority played third this year and pitched some innings for us. Derek Molden, he made it to two games this year, played first for both those games. Caden Molden, his brother, didn't make any games this year, unfortunately, with college football.
He's at Morehead State, right?
Yep.
Okay.
And then we got the Schulmer brothers, Brant and Ethan. Brant played left majority of the time, and then Ethan pitched a little bit. Brant also caught. They're kind of everywhere where we need them to be. Braden Kittleson played third, played first, pitched a lot, and then he did play the outfield one game. TJ Mitchell was our guy in center field for the whole year. Brett Baldwin behind the dish, catching majority of the time or DHing. Jordan Cook, another high school kid from Montevideo, DH'd a lot for me. That was majority what he did, and played first a lot.
Okay.
Kane Bierneld, hung it down at second base for the whole year, actually, and then he did play a couple games at short. Brock Bierneld pitched a lot for us and then played first and ended up hurting his arm through the year, so he got stuck at first base and stopped pitching for us, but that's all right. Kyle Sachs, anywhere he wanted to play, that was what we told him, because he's the older guy on us, the veteran, I say.
Yep.
And then
does he help Daniel you manage too?
Yep, he also helps manage, and if I'm not at games, then he will take over as the manager for that. But it is him and I that hold it down.
Okay.
And then
Kyle's had to been playing for a long time, hasn't he?
He has. I haven't asked him how many years he's actually been playing, but I got a feeling it's a lot.
Yep. we'll have to get it. We'll have to ask.
yeah, for sure.
All right. I don't think not as long as Ottleman. Was it Mike Ottleman?
Yeah, he's been there a while. He even started for the playoff game versus Morris.
Oh.
At first base.
Oh, wow. Okay. Awesome. All right. Anybody else?
And then we got Daniel Tilkey. He mostly played right field for us. Kaysen Heineke. And then we got the two new ads, Gavin Mortensen and Grant Bierke.
Okay. Well, that's a pretty good roster there, Ryder.
It is very full. We have a lot of guys, and now finally a lot of young guys is what we've been looking for a long time.
Did you get new uniforms this year? Did I see that correct? Or?
Yep, we did. So we had the whites starting 3 years ago, and then the Appleton VFW, they donated some money and bought us new red uniforms this year.
Yeah, they look sweet.
They are awesome. We even added Snoopy, the old Appleton High School logo, onto it.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. Awesome. Have any managers or anybody do behind-the-scenes stuff that you'd like to mention?
I would just thank the Appleton VFW Post for doing our uniform, buying our uniforms, and then Swearables for doing all the stitching and ordering our uniforms and hats. I would like to thank them.
Okay. Any little kids, bat boys or bat girls? Or
no, that's something we should look into, though.
Okay. I know Tyler Ottoman loves that over in Rosen, so
they do love that.
All right. Anything else, Ryder, you'd like to mention?
And then I'd just like to thank all of our sponsors that donated money. Their posters are on the outfield fence. I don't know any of the sponsors, really, but I would just like to thank all of them that have donated money to the good cause of Appleton baseball.
All right. I'm looking forward to being in that press box next year for sure.
Absolutely. You are more than welcome.
All right. Hey, Ryder, we should talk about who's representing the Region 3C in the state amateur baseball tournament.
Yes.
Yeah. Morris and Dumont, number one seed, right?
Yep. I think Dumont got the higher seed because they ended up winning our side of the bracket, and then Morris got a lower seed, but I don't know. Well, who does Morris and Dumont
they
play?
They both play on Sunday, it looks like, according to the bracket that I just looked at. Morris will play Cologne in Shakopee at 1:30 Sunday, and then the Dumont Saints will take on the Laverne Redbirds on Sunday at 11 o'clock at New Prague. So best of luck to Morris and Dumont. Two pretty good teams, aren't they?
Absolutely. They're very good teams, and sometimes they go throughout the year not losing in our league. And one of those wins for us, I'd like to highlight, was from Dumont. We won 11-3.
Oh, you beat Dumont 11-3. Awesome.
We did.
Yeah, that was a highlight, I would guess.
Yes, I would just...
Yeah.
In that game, we came into that game just saying, let's just play this game and get out of it, because we only had 10 guys. But sometimes when you have 10 guys, things go very well.
Yep. Good. All right. Well, congratulations on the new field over there, the improvements there. It looks great. I drove in there, looked at it. It's just amazing what you've done there in the last couple of years. So hats off to everyone involved in that. And so thanks a lot, Ryder, for the update on the Appleton A's.
Absolutely. Thank you, Paul, for having me.
Yep. That's Ryder Drugsma of the Appleton A's. We'll take a commercial break, and Dick will be back with the Lacapra Valley Lacapra Valley Coaches Show right after this.
Ready to travel? WD Tours has some exciting trips coming up. First up, the Minnesota State Fair, Thursday, August 27th. Then, experience the incredible Custer State Park Buffalo Roundup, September 22nd through the 26th. And escape the cold with WD Tours Hawaii Adventure, January 19th through the 31st. Want more information? Stop by the WD Tours booth at the Swift County Fair in Appleton this week. WD Tours, making travel easy, fun, and unforgettable.
See a movie at the Grand Theater in Madison, Minnesota, showing Friday, August 21st through Monday, August 24th in Theater One. It's The Odyssey. That's The Odyssey. It's a long one, and it'll start at 6:30 p.m. Note the start time, 6:30 p.m. for The Odyssey, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Held over in Theater Two, it's Paw Patrol, the Dino movie, rated PG, good family fun. That'll show at the regular time, 7 o'clock, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at the Grand.
The Madison, Dawson, and Canby Libraries will be holding junk journaling classes on Saturday, August 29th, with classes at 9 a.m. at the Dawson Library, 1 p.m. at the Canby Library, and 4:30 p.m. at the Madison Library. The classes are free and open to everyone ages 16 and older. Call your respective library to sign up. Made possible with monies from Minnesota's Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Back here at the studio to finish out the Coach's Show. Next week we will interview the other coaches. Some of them will have scrimmages next Saturday, so we'll have to tape them during the week. But if they're not in scrimmages, we'll have them in the studio and do it live next Saturday morning with football, volleyball. Dr. Hacker will be on talking about his seven matches, cross country with John Sherb. And then the following week, I think they'll all be in action with games. So we're ready to rock and roll here at Q92 and cover the various sports throughout the fall, winter, and spring. So tradition now at the end of the Coach's Show, if we have time, to do Dick Newman jokes, and I have three of them today. What is the best time of the year to play on a trampoline? Well, of course, it's springtime. And what did Reese, how did Reese eat her ice cream? With her spoon. And I once knew a fly named Enza. I opened the window in influenza. Well, thanks for listening. Tune in again next Saturday morning. And just remember, you don't have to play a sport to be one.